Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all Motown songs that, although made the top 40 status on the U.S. Billboard charts, reached the lower part of the top 40 status. This half hour, we'll hear from the Commodores, Michael Jackson, the Marvelettes, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Martha and the Vandellas, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Stevie Wonder, the Temptations, and the Supremes. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature songs that charted in the lower portion of the top 40 Billboard charts.
Tom Fallon.
Farewell, my summer love. Farewell, girl, I won't forget you. Farewell, my summer love. Farewell. Ooh.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Marvelettes. That was I'll Keep Holding On, and that reached number 34 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. Before that, Michael Jackson had a hit in 1985, reaching number 38. The song was called Farewell My Summer Love. It was actually originally recorded in 1973 when he was part of the Motown record label. He had since left Motown for many years, and Motown tried to take advantage of his newfound popularity. And we started with the Commodores, Flying High, also reaching number 38 in the U.S. pop charts from 1978. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that, although reached top 40 status in the U.S. Billboard charts, barely reached top 40 status. Well, coming up, a great song. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles had a minor hit with it in 1969. The song is Abraham, Martin, and John. Well, the song was written in 1968 by Dick Haller, and it was first recorded by Dion. Of course, it is a tribute to the memory of four assassinated Americans, all icons of social change. They are Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., John F. Kennedy, and Robert F. Kennedy. It was written in response to the assassinations of King and the younger Kennedy in April and June, respectively, in 1968. The song was recorded by many artists, and in 2001, the recording would be ranked number 248 on RIAA Songs of the Century list. The biggest hit by any artist was the original by Dion, as it reached number 4 in the U.S. pop charts. Well, here is Smokey Robinson and his Miracles version, reaching number 33 one year later in 1969, right here on Motown Memories.
Anybody here seen my own? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but the good, they die young. I just looked around. Tell me where he's gone. Oh, he
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
junior act from the All-Stars with Pucker Up, Buttercup. They reached number 31 in the U.S. pop charts from 1967. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas with Wild One, reaching number 34 from 1964. And we started this set with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, a great song, Abraham, Martin, and John, reaching number 33 in the U.S. pop charts from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs that reach top 40 status on the U.S. Billboard charts, although barely making top 40 status. Coming up, a great song from Stevie Wonder, only charted at number 35. The song was called You Met Your Match. Well, this song came from Stevie's 10th studio album called For Once in My Life. For Once in My Life also includes, of course, the title track song, as well as another great song, Shooby Dooby Doo Ba Day. Stevie is backed on this song by that great group called the Funk Brothers, and particularly James Jamerson's intro on bass. Interestingly enough, You Met Your Match was co-written by Stevie's mother, Lula Mae Hardaway, and Don Hunter. Stevie's mother also co-wrote the hits I Was Made to Love Her and Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, I'm Yours. And she was nominated with Stevie for a Grammy for Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, I'm Yours in 1970. And it was Stevie's first Grammy nomination. Well, here is Stevie, You Met Your Match, right here on Motown.
Hey!
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I never met a girl who makes me feel the way that you do.
You're alright.
Whenever I'm asked who makes my dream real, I say that you do.
You're out of sight.
So be fine. Look out, baby, 'cause here I come.
from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Some things you never get used to. It's the same routine of getting up every morning and putting on a smile, but underneath there's another person who can't find a reason to make living worthwhile. Oh, another day to another get day without the love that wants to smile. Sometimes I think my heart is done trying, and then something brings you more back again, like what you want and not having you. I never get used to. I've gotten used to not listening for familiar sounds you used to make. It's like a child's first step. I had to learn to walk all over again. Cause you were always there if I should fall. And now there's nobody else that I can call. It's like wanting you want and not having you. I'll never get used to.
The Supremes featuring Diana Ross, Some Things You Never Get Used To. They reached number 30 in the Billboard charts from 1968. Before that, The Temptations with Get Ready, number 29 from 1966. And we started with Stevie's You Met Your Match, number 35 in the US pop charts from 1968. This half hour, we feature some great songs, all reaching top 40 status in the US Billboard charts, but barely reaching top 40 status. Coming up after the break, more barely reaching top 40 hits, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.